Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Well done, Davis. He played Dr. Doctor before for Dr. Tim Smith, who we had on a little while ago, the Escambia superintendent. Now, Dr. My Eyes Have Seen for Dr. Karen Barber, who joins us now, the superintendent, who will be superintendent here coming up in about an hour and 50 minutes. Dr. Barber, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. I'm happy to join you this morning.
Great to have you. So, Dr. Barber will be the new superintendent of Santa Rosa County coming up in about 2 hours. By the way, congratulations on winning the election. I can't remember if we connected with you on election night or not. I don't think we did, but if we did and I forgot, then I'm stupid and I apologize, but I know we talked to you during the debates. What is your, I mean, you've been in the school district, so your situation is a little bit different than in Escambia. So you are very well familiar with how the district runs. What are you trying to focus on when you start to get into office today?
I am. Well, first of all, I love our school district. This is 34 years in education for me as a professional and 24 years in Santa Rosa County School District. And we have a terrific community, families that are really focused on supporting their students and their student success in schools. So my focus is really going to be focusing on graduation rate. Our mission is to educate students and prepare them for a future to be able to adapt and be critical thinkers. And so right now our overall graduation rate in Santa Rosa County School District is 88.8%. And I want to get that to at least 92% within the next 4 years. And then, of course, focusing on that pipeline to college and career. And that really starts with pre-kindergarten and making sure that our students collaborate, they're critical thinkers, they're creative, and they can communicate and, again, adapt to changing situations. And you see our world now, it is ever evolving, and we have to be able to adapt to the challenges and overcome those and thrive and have high expectations.
Yeah, you know, with the coronavirus, obviously that has changed all of our lives dramatically, and hopefully we can go back to something like normal in a year. But in the process, in the meanwhile, you know, you have dramatically in Santa Rosa expanded access to technology, Chromebooks, and all of that for students. How do you see that changing what the school district does going forward, even when sort of ordinary traditional practices are more allowable?
You know, I don't think that instruction will look the same ever again. You know, they say a necessity is the mother of invention. And, you know, when we're challenged, that's when we really see what we're made of, what we're capable of as individuals, and then as a school district, of course. And so, yes, we've expanded our investment in laptops and iPads in our school district. For our students that are learning remotely, we have students, it's not the best fit for everybody, but there are students that are thriving in this environment. We're getting some great feedback from parents who are learning coaches at home. We're getting great feedback from teachers. Some love teaching remotely, and they are experts at it, and they're just, you know, superstars. We have other teachers who it's not their cup of tea. They really prefer that face-to-face instruction, but they're incorporating more web-based learning technology into their instruction. We are practicing at school for those students who are brick and mortar with what we're calling our digital days. So should we have a student who has to quarantine, should we have to, let's say we even have a hurricane day, hopefully we're done with those for the season,
I hope.
But in the event that we have to close school, we can continue to have continuity with instruction by issuing those students laptops, connectivity if they need it for the internet, and not miss a beat with instruction. So every student in our school district, and we have over 28,000 students, is becoming more proficient with digital learning and being able to interact and engage remotely.
I know
teachers are troopers.
Yes. And we're talking to Dr. Karen Barber. She is the new superintendent, or I guess at this point still superintendent-elect, but whatever. She'll be superintendent in 2 hours for Santa Rosa County on her first official day on the job. There's been a lot of complaints, I guess, about the isolation policy, you know, the idea that if you're in contact with somebody who gets diagnosed as having a case or gets tested as having a case, that you then have to come home and stay away from school. And there's been a lot of parents very frustrated about this. Is that same policy going to continue for the foreseeable future in Santa Rosa County?
It is. And first of all, you know, parents are frustrated, and to have to, educators are frustrated. I'm frustrated that we have to quarantine healthy students who have been in close contact with somebody who is COVID-19 positive. And here's the reason that we have to do that legally. First of all, the governor signed his executive order, and then the commissioner of education signed an emergency order. There's also Florida statute, and there's our school district's reopening plan that we had to submit to the Department of Education for approval to be funded this school year. All of those documents require school districts to follow the Florida Public Health Advisory, and that advisory clearly dictates that if a student is in close contact, then they have to be in, you know, with for more than 15 minutes in a day cumulatively, then we have to quarantine for 14 days. It also requires that we wear face coverings indoors and outdoors if we aren't able to social distance, and of course that's 6 feet apart or more. And so we're obliged. We must follow that Florida Public Health Advisory. We hope, and we have certainly communicated with the Department of Health in the Department of Education, that we'd like them to revise their public health advisory. But we, the school board, nor me, the superintendent-elect, we don't have the authority to be able to change that policy or to alter it. We have to follow it as it is written right now. So hopefully they'll change that. They'll change that in the future to be a little less disruptive to a healthy student's education. But meanwhile, for those students who need to quarantine, we have laptops with internet connectivity. We have additional tutoring services, and we're trying to make sure that they can come and take their tests or their assessments. At the same time, their peers are in the classroom, but we're doing that safely before or after school so that they can isolate.
Very good. And encouraging to know that you're sort of trying to do everything you can, as you say, to hope to or to ask for some kind of change in that policy, which I know is very frustrating to everybody. Also, of course, you know, kids are in phase two of the immunization plan, so along with teachers. So hopefully soon enough, we won't have to be dealing with too much of this anymore. Dr. Karen Barber, she is the new superintendent, Santa Rosa County, getting sworn in this morning at 9 o'clock. Dr. Barber, thanks so much for the time this morning. We look forward to talking to you again soon. You're always welcome here, and God bless you in your new career, which always is a continuation, but in your new role as superintendent.
Andrew, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Appreciate the prayers. And you all have a good day.